Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. This is an update from the Pork Industry Forum that was in Kansas City, and we're visiting with Nick Giordano. He's, of course, with the National Pork Producers Council. Nick, let's first of all talk about trade, and just recently was released from the administration. Looks like they're going to proceed with some tariffs on steel and aluminum initially. Now, we don't know the specifics yet, but initially, what sort of a fight is kind of being picked with this, in your opinion, Nick?
Well, there are countries around the world that don't play by the rules. You know, we see it when we're trying to export pork, and there's an overcapacity in the world of steel and aluminum. Those sectors are complaining, and they have every right to complain. The rub comes for pork producers, and you know, I think for any export-dependent sector, whether in agriculture or outside, is, well, how are you going to fix the problem? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this case, we're concerned that by using Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act in 1962 and invoking national security, that we could wind up with retaliation on U.S. products. Now, we hope that's not the case, but we're hearing a lot from our producers because trade's been great for us. And, you know, most of we've been producing more and more hogs in the U.S. because mostly because of demand outside the United States. And we've done very well because of trade deals. And, you know, the wealth, the value that's created, the wealth that's generated doesn't just go in the pocket of the pork producer, you know, or in staying in the pork industry. That's broadly shared in rural America, you know, and not just, you know, corn and soybean farmers and those sectors that are supplying the feed. But, you know, you think about all the farm equipment that our folks use. And then, you know, you think about services like banking and insurance. You think about our contribution, increased contribution to rural economies because of the opportunities that we've had through trade deals. It's significant. You know, you think about an expanded tax base, hospitals, teachers. Trade's important. And when you look not just at pork, but across the board in rural economies, it's really important. So I think that, you know, the challenge for any administration, including this one, is to try and find a solution to trade problems where you balance the interest of both export-dependent sectors and sectors that have been more impacted by unfair competition and that are more import-sensitive. And that's not easy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're very concerned about where steel and aluminum might be heading because it's very simple. It could have a really significant negative impact on our producers and more broadly on other export dependent sectors, and that's not going to be that, you know, that should be a big kind of yellow flag for rural America. And I know that we're not the only ones watching this closely.
Yeah. What's your take on the NAFTA discussions that have taken place here over the last few months?
Well, there again, I think just like the Steel 232s, this administration or any administration in a trade negotiation, there's a calculus of making sure we get the best possible deal for the United States. And sometimes, you know, that's and you got to be looking out for export-dependent sectors, you know, like pork and so many sectors of U.S. agriculture, and then, you know, balancing that against more import-sensitive sectors. It's not easy. Pork producers are for improving the NAFTA, for improving the Korea deal, but only in so much as we don't go backwards. And I think, you know, the difficult part for this administration will be, you know, for pork and other farm products and other sectors of the U.S. economy outside agriculture that have benefited so significantly from these deals, to try and balance that, you know, in looking at the, you know, impact on other sectors. But look, we're all for modernizing these deals. You know, the NAFTA is over 20 years old. We're just, you know, our position is please do no harm to pork producers.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the update very much. Again, that's Nick Giordano with the National Pork Producers Council and an update from the Pork Industry Forum, which is going on in Kansas City. On the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.